Welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
Vince has lost out to Garnagay. Rooney has picked out Calvert-Lewin. Everton got their second goal.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
It is Paul Pogba for Manchester United. Around Koscielny, and Lingard finishes, and Manchester United have stolen back their two-goal lead.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence.
Welcome back to Paul Miller Ford, to the Auto Outlet here. We're having a great time over here. This is a very cool place.
I got my eye on one of those Ford Explorers.
All right, hold it. I didn't introduce you yet.
But
stop.
Beautiful car.
Well, just hold on. Every single person that I work with, you're so anxious to get on.
You just have to be faster introducing people.
No, I don't. welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Linus Irish Pub, of course. And we got a little change up going here, and we will for the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks. My partner, my sidekick, Collie. Colm Taylor, has had to go back to Ireland for a little while, take care of some business. So sitting in today, that voice you just heard, I'm going to see how long I can drag this out. Sean C. sitting in.
Laro!
That a boy? You know what I did?
I'm a loyal listener.
By the way, yes, you are. And we appreciate, seriously, we have a lot of people listening to our show, and it's great. Let me tell you what I did before we get into the meat of this show, which we'll start off talking Champions League. Because last night, the Champions League was finalized, the knockout stage, and for the first time ever, 5 EPL teams made it through to the knockout stage.
Yeah, the first time any nation has had 5 teams.
Yeah. So, pretty good showing by our guys over there. We'll talk about what happened last night and what it means going forward, culminating in yet another event in Russia. I don't get it. Seriously. Oh, okay. Don't get me started. or you. But here's what I did. I think a couple weeks ago, when we have been doing this show, when Collie and Leah got married.
Mm-hmm.
Couple months ago, I met all these people from Ireland, came over, all Collie's friends that he grew up with, and his best man, a bunch of them, JP and Sully are the two guys that...
Of course they are.
Yeah. So when the show started, they've been commenting on our Twitter and Facebook about the show.
Right.
And JP made some wisecrack about me. He was only kidding, but he made a wisecrack about me. And Sully responded and said, Lauro, Lauro, Lauro. And we started going back and forth. Anyway, JP also said he's a huge Lauro fan.
Lauro!
Which, if you're listening for the first time, that's what I am called now in the world of soccer.
Yeah, you're an internationally known figure.
I am. I actually am. So I went and I had 3 mugs made, coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
With my picture on one side and Lauro, Lauro, Lauro with exclamation points on the other side.
I hope you use the pouty Eddie and the Cruisers picture where you're...
I actually did. That's the exact one up on the rooftop.
That's my favorite picture.
Up on the rooftop. Yeah. Of me struggling to play that song. Yeah, that's the one I used.
You got the pouty lips.
That's pretty funny, man. That you said that. That's the picture I used. Anyway... I gave one to Collie. He flipped out, and he is taking the 2 mugs back to Ireland with him today to give them to JP and Sully,
man.
Which is, I think it's pretty cool.
You're going to have to order like 5 million.
I don't know.
How big is the population of Ireland?
I didn't even think of that. Because once people start seeing those mugs.
Sully and JP with them, they're going to want them. Yeah. Laura, Laura, Laura.
I didn't even think. All right, I'm going to have to charge. So if they cost me $8
right. Charge $12.
We might have something here.
We need to open a WLXG.com store.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Get all your EPL 1300 swag here. All right. So we're at Paul Miller Ford. Linus. Don't forget about Linus. We have some really good games going on this week. You can go over to Linus, have breakfast, great breakfasts. Have a Guinness. Hello.
That was loud.
Yeah.
Not used to this table. Did you try the chicken and waffles last week? I heard they started serving chicken and waffles.
They did start serving chicken and waffles, but when I got over there, they were already out of waffles.
They were.
Yeah. So I didn't get to actually have the, but they have, I had corned beef hash and eggs, which for breakfast is just.
You know, even with chicken and waffles on the menu, it's hard not to get that corned beef.
Absolutely it is. Anyway, boy, there's all kinds of stuff going on over there. Beer at Paul Miller. Anyway, it's good though. They've kind of, we told them we need quiet here.
Yeah.
And they're keeping it pretty quiet.
Well, they've got us pretty over, cool. over by the Christmas tree over here. Yeah. And, you know, the only people that are coming over here are the kiddies looking for Santa.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Watch. Now that you said that, there'll be eight kids, screaming kids coming in here. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's start off with Champions League. Now, we always talk about, since we started doing the show, there are people who don't really know about the English Premier League or the Champions League or international soccer in general. And part of our reason for being here is to introduce people.
You know, I'll be quite honest. I've got the Premier League. I've watched the Premier League for a while. But you get into the international competitions over there, the UEFA, the Champions League, the Europa League. It's like high-level calculus to me.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different ways.
So here's what I'd like to do for a couple of minutes. I'd like to explain the Champions League. It's the UEFA Champions League. To everybody listening, even the people that know, they know, oh, yeah, here's what happens. If you finish in the top four clubs in the EPL, in the English Premier League, at the end of the season, you qualify for next year's Champions League automatically.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it started in 1955. It was called the European Cup then. And in 92, it was changed to the Champions League. And what happens now, during the 90s, they expanded it from what it originally was, which was just a simple knockout tournament. It's different now. We have a round-robin group stage so that there are clubs that are runner-up in some of their top leagues. They get to enter into the round-robin. The strongest leagues, and we're talking about the Premier League, La Liga in Spain, and the Bundesliga in Germany, they get four teams for the competition. In 2015, you could add a fifth team, but that's... you have to play in with a fifth team. So four teams qualify automatically, the top four, and then one can get in, runners up, okay? And what happens is in mid-July, there are three knockout qualifying rounds and a playoff round starting in mid-July. There are 10 surviving teams from that. This is where it gets complicated. All right, there are 10 surviving teams, knockout qualifying rounds, and a playoff round. There are 22 other teams that have qualified in advance, like the four top teams in the EPL.
Right.
So the 10 surviving teams of the qualifying rounds, the knockout qualifying rounds, join those 22, and you have 32 teams advance.
Okay, now we're down to like the second round of the NCAA tournament.
Correct. That's right. This is exactly right. Then, so they're drawn into eight groups of four teams each, and it's a double round robin in this phase.
Okay, so you play
a home and away.
You play each of the other teams three times.
Right.
Or you play each of the other three teams two times.
And it's aggregate goals, and away goals count more than if you score at home, if there's a tie.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Then the eight group winners and the eight runners-up proceed to the knockout phase, to the Sweet 16,
right,
which is now a knockout phase. And then you play until there's two teams left and one of them wins the Champions League.
Okay, so now where we are now with the 16, we're in a single elimination.
Yes, tournament. We are. We're now in the knockout stage.
That is something that's much easier to understand.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just trying to get people to understand how we got there.
Yeah, it's very complicated, all the aggregate goals and weighted goals, home weighted away goals, right, more than home goals. It's very confusing, but we are there, and there are some monster good teams.
And
Real Madrid did not win their group.
They finished runners-up in their group. They won last year.
They won the
whole thing last year, and they've won 12 of these. I mean, they're the most successful club in the Champions League, and it's a big deal that they didn't, because the draw, which I believe happened late last night Monday.
It'll happen Monday. We determined the final 16 last night. The draw itself will happen on Monday.
Okay. And
but there are only certain teams that runners-up can play. They can't play anybody from their country,
right,
from their home country. So Real can't play Barca.
Right.
And
that would be Barcelona. No, it's all right.
And they can't play anybody that they played in the earlier stages. So they can't play anybody from their group.
Right. So what that means basically is the chances are they could have to play somebody really great in their first game by not winning their group.
I'm using Real Madrid as an example because they're the ones that popped up. They have six possible teams they can play. Besiktas, who I'm not familiar with. I don't know who that is.
Right.
Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Paris Saint-Germain, or Roma.
Those are the teams they have to play one of those teams.
They will play one of those teams.
Yeah, so they could be gone right away.
They could lose to any one of those. Chelsea only has three possible opponents. Barcelona, Besiktas, and Paris Saint-Germain. So they're... Two out of those three are monsters.
But here's the thing now, too. Getting to the Sweet 16, it's like in the NCAAs, except maybe for one or two teams that snuck in somehow here, all these teams are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's different than the NCAAs where you can get a one seed playing a 16 and you pretty much know what the result is going to be. These teams, they can only play Paris Saint-Germain? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another interesting fact. For the first time, we said the EPL has five teams in the knockout round. There were 30 group stage fixtures. They lost just three matches.
The EPL teams. Yeah.
Three. And in this article that I've been reading, it says the rest of the continent is starting to fear the reemergence of the English challenge. This is what's so great about the way they write about and talk about the EPL over there. Do we have to take a break? What are we doing here?
We can take a break.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about which teams, you just mentioned Chelsea, but we'll talk about the other five teams from the EPL and which teams they may be drawn with on Monday.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Let's do it.
All right. We still have to talk about what's coming up next week, this weekend in the Premier League. There are some great matches this week. And we can go over what happened last week. How about Liverpool? They score like 100 goals every game.
You know, they started out, it didn't look like they were going to do much this year, have they got it together.
And the table, as we call the standings, have tightened up considerably.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, Man City, remember a couple weeks ago we were talking, even Colley was talking about, I don't know, you know, they're going to have to lose a game and everybody's going to have to win all their Well, excuse me, that lead is down to 5 points now.
Eight. They're eight clear.
When was that?
According to what I'm looking at, Man City's got 43 and United's got 35.
Okay.
So they're eight clear.
All right.
But
I have an old table. 8 points is a lot of points, but we'll see. Arsenal dropped out. All right. We'll figure out all this. All I care about is the Spurs. All right. Sean C., which is a very continental Europe sounding name.
That's I'm an O'Shea, actually. My when my family came over, it got changed from O'Shea to C.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. I've known you for a long time. I never knew that.
Yeah.
So you're Irish also?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, you and Collie are the same guy.
We're the same guy. He just sounds prettier than I do.
Okay. Okay. Sean C., the Irishman, sitting in with Lauro here from Paul Miller Ford, the auto outlet. Very cool place. You ought to come back here. They got some great deals going on. This is EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back. EPL 1300. There you go. That's what we've been missing. All right. No dancing. You don't have to dance. Singing's okay. Dancing is not. There are people walking around that are Paul Miller Ford.
I forget I'm in public sometimes.
That's not good.
I'm so used to being alone in my office. You wouldn't believe the things that go on in there.
Oh, boy. Sean C. Or as we used to know him, O'Shea. Sitting in for Collie Taylor. Today.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use all my real names. I'll be Michael O'Shea on the EPL 1300 show.
Is that your real name?
My first name is Michael. I'm a Michael Sean.
Michael Sean O'Shea C. Holy cow. I'll just call you Sean. How's
there
that?
You go. That'll work.
All right. You're not a Michael to me anymore.
No, I haven't been since first grade.
Okay, good. All right, before we took a break, we were talking about what's going on with the Champions League because we now have the 16 teams set that are in the knockout phase of the Champions League, which is to be played Monday. We will have the draw at, I think, 11 a.m. Is that continental
11
time?
11 Greenwich Mean Time, 6 a.m.
Here. Okay. So we'll know when we wake up who's playing whom in the Champions League. We were talking about for the first time the English Premier League has five teams in the knockout round. No country's ever done that before. So A, it's a great thing for the Champions League, but B, it's a great thing for English football or soccer now. We even talked about how the rest of Europe is now scared of the reemergence of English football, and that's a great thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Major League Baseball. When the Yankees are good, the league's better. When the English teams are good, the Champions League is better.
Correct. All right, I want to go over with you the teams that we can have in the draw now. Group A winners, Man United, who sit second in the table, 8 points behind Man City. Here's who they can draw. And we mentioned before, I don't want to go into it again, but there are certain ways they get to the only teams that they can play. If you're a runner-up in the group, in the competition we just had, in the round-robin stage, there are all kinds of restrictions. Man U, they're going to play from this list. Bayern Munich, of course, in Germany. Juventus, course, in Italy. Sevilla from Spain. Shakhtar from the Ukraine. Is that correct?
Shakhtar was the Turkish team.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm sorry. You're correct. They are the Ukrainian team.
Okay. Porto from Portugal and Real Madrid from New Jersey. okay. Chelsea, who finished as...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you'd think out of that, everybody's going to say, man, hope they get Shakhtar. All the United fans, Nobody's heard of Shakhtar. Shakhtar beat City yesterday. They beat Man City yesterday 2-1.
Okay, we don't want to play them. That's what they're all going. No, but as I said, these are the best teams in Europe.
In the world, yeah.
Maybe
not the world. There's probably some Brazilian and Argentinian teams that would argue that.
That would be true, but these are the best teams in Europe. Chelsea finished as the runners-up in Group C. So they have to play either Paris Saint-Germain with our guy Neymar,
yeah,
Barcelona, Barca, or Besiktas, who is from the Ukraine.
Yeah, Besiktas is the Turkish team.
Turkey.
Yeah,
I flip-flop. Shakhtar is from the Ukraine, and Besiktas is from Turkey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they beat Leipzig yesterday.
Of course they did.
I don't know about
Leipzig. Leipzig sucks. Anyway, Liverpool, the Reds, won Group E, so their competition in the knockout stage will come from the group of Basel, Switzerland, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Shakhtar, Porto, and Real Madrid. Man City won Group F. Also, Basel, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Sevilla, Porto, or Real Madrid. My guys, the Spurs, won Group H. Basel, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Sevilla, Shakhtar, or Porto. Those are who are competition. I love how I say our competition from the EPL will come in the knockout stage.
Somebody's going to get beat. They're not. I don't think that they will have five teams in the final eight. Somebody's going to get beat. It's just a matter of the draw. Hmm. I mean, any.
All right. Well, what we'll do. Yeah. What we'll do is next week, since Kali. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Kali had to go back to Ireland for a little while. Take care of some business. So in next week's edition of EPL 1300, we will talk to Colley from Ireland. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to hook up with our buddy Miguel Delaney, who writes, the brilliant writer, soccer writer from over there. He'll probably catch up with him. It'll be great. So we'll talk to Colley from Ireland next week. What was I just saying? I completely went off the rails.
We were talking to somebody. Somebody's going to lose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Monday, we have the draw.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll know in our next edition who everybody is matched up with, and we'll make predictions.
And honestly, speaking as a Spurs fan, I'm a Bolton fan, but Bolton's out of the Premier League, so my Premier League team right now is the Spurs.
It's great. Bolton is great if you're... You know,
I loved Sam Allardyce when I started watching. He was with Bolton.
Well, and now he's back in the Premier League. So why you can root for Everton?
Yeah, I can't switch now. I've latched onto the Spurs for the past.
Okay, all right. We like that.
I hope they get knocked out.
You know what? It brings up an interesting point. All these European competitions, Champions League, Europa League, all this. That go on during the EPL season is really makes it tough on every club.
Yeah.
Every club. Because you have players playing for the Spurs that are not only playing in these competitions, say, midweek, and then they come back 3 days later after traveling a lot of times, and they got to play for their club.
Yeah, and then
it's hard.
And then there's also World Cup qualifying has been going on. So, and Spurs aren't terribly deep.
No.
Spurs have possibly, with the exception of maybe Man City, the most talent in their starting squad, but they don't have much depth at all.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, Harry Kane's got to be playing on wooden legs at this point.
Yeah, but he's Superman.
He is.
So, you know, Harry can handle it. It's the rest of the guys that I worry about. All right. So that's where we stand with Champions League. You want to take another break?
Sure.
Let's take a break. We're at Paul Miller Ford, the auto outlet. Just come down back around. Just follow the road. Turn right at the big store off New Circle. Turn and come around.
Yeah, you go to the stop sign. If you turn on, it's Jingle Bell Lane.
Jingle Bell Lane, which is very
fitting. For the holiday season.
Yes.
Get on Jingle Bell Lane, go to the stop. Right before the stop sign, you'll turn left, and I've blanked on the name of the road, but it starts with a B.
It does.
Anyway, go right past the big Art Deco
you'll
building.
You'll see it. Just make
turn
a left.
And
you
go.
See the
big
the
yellow
auto
sign
outlet.
Back there. Yeah.
Right. come on over, say hello to everybody. They got great deals going on over here, and the cars are gorgeous. I'm going to go sit in one right now.
In a car?
Yeah, in a car. I just said the cars are gorgeous. What did you think I was talking about?
I was just asking for some clarification because I stopped listening for a second.
See, and I caught you. All right. TPL 1300, Sean C. and Lauro, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back, EPL 1300. Michael Sean O'Shea C.
If you're going to use O'Shea, you don't use C.
Oh, yeah. There. Michael Sean O'Shea sitting in for Collie Taylor here at Paul Miller Auto Outlet.
How was the car? What'd you sit in?
It was nice. Yeah. See that big escape over there? It's beautiful.
I had my eye on that earlier. I was checking it out. I called it an Explorer because I'm a moron.
Well, it starts with an E.
They're very similar body shape. The Escape's just a little bit a little bit better.
Really?
A little bit better.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm a big fan of the Escape. It's easier,
I guess so.
It's easier to park.
See, as somebody who grew up in New York, parking on the city streets of New York, that doesn't faze me.
No.
That stuff. No, please. It's funny, when I park here, like on Main Street or any, the parking spaces
are huge.
The parking
spaces here are like big enough for two cars.
They are. They're huge. I'm used to having 6 inches on front and back getting in there. I'm a great, I'm a really good parker. Really good parker. All right. Okay, we've been through the Champions League. Now we're going to talk about the EPL, what happened last weekend. Some interesting results last weekend. Chelsea beat Newcastle 3-1, a really good result for Chelsea.
Newcastle's terrible
in that game.
Newcastle, I think Crystal Palace is going to pull themselves out of relegation, and I think Newcastle's going down.
I think you may be right.
Because Crystal Palace has turned it on. They've got two wins now.
Yeah, I know. But they've gone back to their non-scoring ways. They had a 0-0 draw last weekend.
Yeah.
One of the really great players in the EPL, Eden Hazard.
Hazard.
He scored twice in this game against Newcastle. Both brilliant goals.
Oh, you put the final one, I think, didn't he score the penalty shot to close the scoring?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he put it away at the end. But, it was his match.
And now Chelsea, as we said, we'll talk about the table when we wrap this up as we're moving into this weekend. But
they're creeping.
It's getting pretty interesting with Man City, Man U, and Chelsea now. And got to figure out a way to get Tottenham back up there. I don't know. Arsenal has fallen behind. We'll get to that after we talk about some of these other games. Now, we mentioned before. But I'd like to talk about the Reds. Liverpool 5, Brighton 1. Liverpool is scoring goals at a ridiculous clip.
Yeah. I mean, five last weekend, seven in the
Champions League. I mean, it's
12 goals in the past two matches they've played.
You will not see any match with Liverpool in it that is 1-0 or 0-0.
I know what I'm predicting for this weekend. Or even one.
And yet, our guy, one of my favorite guys in the entire EPL, managers, players, anybody, Jurgen Klopp, he's so wonderful to watch. He's on the sideline. He's great in his interviews afterwards. He says that they have really hard work, is his quote, to do, even though that they're goal scoring is a joke. They are now in the top four for the first time since August. They have 15 goals in their past four away games in all competitions.
That's absurd.
I mean,
that's absurd. That's averaging almost four goals a game on the road.
They've won five out of their last six in the EPL. And it's just when you play them, you know, all these other teams. And, of course, Salah is unbelievable. They got some great players. Firmino is playing really well. So keep your eye on Liverpool. I mean, it's just this is when it starts to get, even though we still have a long way to go in all of this. Liverpool's a team to really keep your eye on here.
Yeah.
All right. Everton 2, Huddersfield, our boys from Huddersfield, who I picked to win the whole thing at the beginning. But Sam Allardyce, your guy.
Big Sam. You just want to give him a hug.
He looks like your uncle.
He looks like my uncle who's had a little bit too much to drink.
But he's not. He's just a big guy with a great face.
Yeah.
And they keep hiring him. I think last week, Collie said it was his seventh club.
Yeah, maybe. It's ridiculous. And he doesn't have a winning record.
No, but everybody he goes to, he takes them out of relegation.
Yeah.
Or he brings them into the Premier League. He's unbelievable. That's all they want from him. And so he does it. And his quote was, onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards.
For Everton. It was his first game, and they beat Huddersfield 2-0. He's got an 18-month contract, which is interesting. Not a year, not 2 years. Let's make it a year and a half. Let's see what happens.
makes sense.
Yep. But they played really hard for him. And, you know, they have some young guys. Wayne Rooney had the assist. Calvert-Lewin is a very young guy who's playing for Everton, who's really good. And these guys are jacked up. I mean, Everton's now 10th in the table. So, you know, he'll keep them there.
I really wish the USMNT would bring him.
Oh.
If Big Sam was the coach of the...
That would be the greatest.
He wouldn't miss the World Cup next time.
Well, he can't do it now. He's on an 18-month contract. Yeah. They should have grabbed him when they had the chance.
I don't know why they didn't.
He just left Crystal Palace in May.
He left Crystal Palace, and Crystal Palace promptly fell apart.
Yeah. But he moved them, Crystal Palace, up to 14th in 5 months from when they were about to be relegated.
Yeah.
So, and he says, this is what he said, it took me 6 games at Palace to get my first win. Everybody was telling everybody else I'd come back too soon. I wasn't the man I used to be. He's 63 years old.
Yeah, he's a young fella.
He is, and he also said, I turned many a job down before this one, meaning ever.
Maybe he turned down Team USA.
Maybe he made overtures and he said, no thanks. Maybe.
But he takes bad teams and he makes them respectable.
Yes. All they're asking him to do.
Yeah, and if he could take a respectable team like our guys,
yep.
What could they do? He could make them good.
Yeah, it would be great. Well, they blew their chance.
Yeah, they blew it. They all can't have him for 18 months now.
My old team, Leicester City, beat Burnley 1-0. Stoke 2, Swansea 1. Watford and the Spurs. Now this, I texted Colley right after this match because I was not happy. I don't know. And Pochettino said, of course, the manager of our Spurs, this is what his quote was, our side will learn from suffering things against us.
That's oddly phrased.
Well, they played most of the second half with 10 men.
Yeah.
On kind of a weird red card. But they got a point. They moved up to 6th.
And Watford's not a bad squad. I mean, they're
in 8th place right now. So, yeah, but still. I mean, come on.
You wanna, and they were at Watford, so they were away from Wembley.
Yeah.
They should have won that match.
Yeah. The key phrase being they were away from Wembley.
Yeah, they should always win.
Right. West Brom and Crystal Palace, 0-0, of course. And now this was an interesting match too. Man U 3, Arsenal 1. That was also on Saturday.
Yeah, at Arsenal.
Yeah. At Arsenal. It's the first, this is, Man U is the first club to win a league game since January. How about that? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the goal, the keeper, and I don't,
David De Gea.
He had a monster game.
Yeah, monster. And every report said that they played with 10 men because Paul Pogba got sent off for a dangerous tackle. Sounds like something coming from the NFL these days. But De Gea kept them in the game. He made save after save, brilliant saves.
Tied a league record for most saves in a match.
Yep, pretty amazing. So very interesting game there. Mourinho is happy.
Ian. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Man, I think
he is a piece of work, boy.
I think
he
we
really
need to
is.
Do something about these Manchester clubs. They're just so much better than they're
yeah.
I think it's a money thing. They've got all the money in the world.
Well, it's, you know, but that doesn't necessarily, you know.
Yeah, no, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. All right. So let's go before we take a break. Let's quickly go to the table and see where things stand here. Okay. Of course, at the top, as it's been, I mean, you know, it's hard when a team has not lost a match since the beginning of the year. They played 15 games, Man City.
Yep.
They've won 14 and had a draw.
36 goal differential. Plus 36. Not
pretty amazing. That's, yes.
It's absurd.
Man United sits second at 35 points, so 8 points back. Chelsea at 32 and Liverpool at 29. Those are your Champions League spots.
29 and flying.
Flying. Arsenal, a point back at 28. Spurs at 25. 18 points behind Man City.
Spurs and Burnley.
Yep, Burnley tied there. Watford in eighth with 22 points. Leicester City, Everton, Southampton, Brighton sitting in 12th place, 17 points. And these are the teams starting, I would say, from 10th down. Everton, Southampton, Brighton, Stoke, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Huddersfield, and West Brom are all separated by 5 points in the table. So there's a lot that could be going on. Our Huddersfield boys have lost four matches in a row.
Yeah, they're not doing so well.
Yeah. Now, the relegation zone. Crystal Palace with 10 points, West Ham with 10 points, Swansea with 9 points. Crystal Palace has a goal different. They're 17 goals down.
Yeah.
And West Ham is 19 goals down. So this is going to be a fight all the way through. And a lot of times, and it seems like this year will be one of those times, the fight to stay out of the relegation zone, the bottom three in the table, is unbelievable as you get to the last two or three matches of the season. Because it literally means millions and millions of dollars to a club if they get sent down. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up. It's EPL 1300 with Michael Sean O'Shea and Lauro here from Paul Miller Ford on EPL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back to Paul Miller Auto Outlet. I don't know where that came from. Yeah, sorry. I'm psyched about the matches this weekend.
I reckon.
That's what it is. I reckon? Okay. Welcome back to the Old West. welcome back to Wagon Train. All right. As we close up, let's you and I go through, and you can pick four collie.
Okay.
All right.
All right. This is gonna put him in the lead.
No, I'm beating the snot out of collie in our picks. I'm just saying. All right. Saturday, the early game Saturday, and please go over to Linus. Have some of the incredible breakfast over there. Watch these matches. If you don't want to go over there at 7:30 for the Chelsea-West Ham match, just go over and they'll serve you breakfast. There's a ton of 10 o'clock games. It's a wonderful place to watch. Well, really watch anything, but especially the EPL. And we love them, Amy and everybody over there. All right, Chelsea will be at West Ham. Chelsea,
obviously. Not even.
Okay, all right. Well, show some respect.
3-1.
Okay. Oh, now we're picking goals?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's not do that.
Bournemouth is at Crystal Palace. I'm taking Bournemouth in this one.
Bournemouth at Crystal
Palace. At Crystal Palace.
You know what? Crystal Palace is going to, what's the term? Get off the schneid.
Okay.
And put one in the win column. 1-0. Oh,
okay. We'll see. Brighton and Hove, Albion at Huddersfield. Boy, there's a match. Holy cow.
Brighton and Hove.
I'm taking Huddersfield.
Okay. Yeah, we got head-to-head. Right.
Yeah, okay. Stoke City at the Spurs. You know how we feel about Wembley. I'm taking the Spurs.
Yeah, you got to take the Spurs.
Yes, okay. Watford at Burnley. This should be a good match.
Really should.
This should be 7 and 8. I'm going to say a draw. 2-2 draw.
Oh, a 2-2 draw.
Yes.
All right, I am going to... Where was it?
At Burnley.
I'm going to say Burnley takes it.
Okay. West Brom at Swansea. Ooh, boy. I'm taking West Brom.
Nil-nil draw.
-2, -2 draw, if that could happen. Finally on Saturday, Leicester at Newcastle. I'm taking Leicester City.
Newcastle's really bad. Yeah, I'm going Leicester as well.
Okay. Sunday, Arsenal at Southampton.
You know, Southampton's doing okay, middle of the pack, but Arsenal's better.
I'm going to say a draw in that one, too.
All right.
We got a couple more. Everton at Liverpool. Liverpool, you can't bet against Liverpool.
No, at this point, you can't bet against Liverpool.
No.
Even though Everton has Big Sam and Wayne Rooney coming into form.
Yeah. I'm going to say Liverpool.
Liverpool by at least 2 goals.
18-1 Liverpool, because all they do is score. And the big one, Sunday at 11:30 a.m., City and United.
Man.
At Old Trafford. So, baby. I can't wait for this. You know what? This weekend is going to be unbelievable. Army-Navy on Saturday.
Saturday right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
That's right. I mean, the Cats play on Saturday. But
Army-Navy right here.
Army-Navy right here.
Right after the game.
Yep. And then on Sunday, Man City at Man United.
That's a tough one to pick. Honestly, I'm
going to say United wins 2-1. That's what I'm going to say.
It's a bold prediction because City is an outstanding team. Both squads are great. I'm going to say it's going to be a draw. I'm going to say 3-3.
3-3.
3-3. It's going to be an offensive.
All right. And then showcase. Then we have games Tuesday and Wednesday and Saturday. Holy cow.
That's what I'm saying. This is why I think Spurs need to get knocked out of international competition so they can win the Premier League.
They're not winning.
Get into the top four.
They're 18 points
get
down.
Into the top four.
That's our goal now. Stoke City, Burnley, Watford, Crystal Palace, Chelsea at Huddersfield Town on Tuesday. On Wednesday, right before our next broadcast, Everton, Newcastle, Leicester City, Southampton, Man City, Swansea City, Brighton and Hove at Tottenham, West Brom at Liverpool, Bournemouth at Man U.
You know, maybe I'm looking at this all wrong. Maybe since they're so far back and probably won't win the Premier League, maybe I should just root for them to win Champions League. Just keep on rolling international.
Interesting.
start throwing your Premier League
interesting
game.
Well, it depends on if you think we can get into the Champions League spots.
Yeah.
I always want to finish in the top four.
Always want to finish in the top four.
Because if you finish sixth, it's the same as finishing 11th.
Yeah. You always want to be in the top four to play in international competition. Right. But then once you get in international competition, then it messes with your Premier League.
Yes, it does.
So it's
that's why it's so interesting.
It's just it's tearing me apart, Matthew.
All right, suck it up. Because you got to come back next week. Next week, we'll talk to Kali from Ireland. Thanks, Sean. This was fun. This was good.
This flew by.
It did fly by. It flew by. Thanks to all the people at Paul Miller Auto Outlet for a great day today. Me and Mikey first, and then me and Michael Sean here. I'm not calling you that any other time
just
except on the show.
That's fine.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Laura
and of course, ooh, it's like a vaudeville team. And of course, thanks to Linus for their support and their partnership through this whole season. We love you over at Linus. We'll see you next week, next Thursday on EPL 1300. This is ESPN Sports Radio. I almost messed that up. 1300.